the God of love and virgin's crown, come let us adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Storms and rain, praise Adonai. Thunder and lightning, extol the glory of God. Now to heaven's greatest height, noonday rest and blessed light, fair Scholastica ascends. Now the winter's cold is past, rise, my love, and come at last. Be at rest my face to see. She has run the gospel way, and within her virgin soul, love's fulfillment she has found. God upholds the promise now, and she wears the crown of life. All her hope was not in vain. Benedict beholds her flight, and he sees his sister's soul in the glory of the saints. Like twin stars they glisten bright, may they guide us all alike in the rule that leads to life. Savior, may we hear your call from the pleasures of the world. Come and love me more than these. Set your seal upon our hearts. May we give our lives to you, all our loss to count as gain. Jesus, Lord and Virgin's crown, with Scholastica we sing, blessed be your name today. Glory to your holy name, Abba, Word, and Holy Breath, now and for eternity. Amen. At midnight the cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom comes, go to meet him. Alleluia. You, O love, are my shepherd. There is nothing more I need. Fresh and green are the pastures where you take me to rest, leading me near calm waters. You renew my drooping spirit. You guide me in the path of goodness, always true to your loving kindness. If I walk in the valley of death's darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your shepherd's staff to strengthen, guide, and give comfort. You spread a feast before me in the presence of all I fear. You soothe my head with oil. My cup is more than full. Your goodness and love will tend me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the heart of your love forever and ever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. At midnight the cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom comes, go to meet him, Alleluia."
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things and consider them so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having any righteousness of my own based on the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God, depending on faith to know him and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by being conformed to his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live, and do not confound me in my expectations. I bind myself to do your will, do not disappoint me. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live, and do not confound me in my expectations. I will run the way of your commands. You give freedom to my heart. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live, and do not confound me in my expectations. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live, and do not confound me in my expectations. Those who were prepared went into the wedding. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us. that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Those who were prepared went into the wedding. Alleluia.
On the second day of creation, you separated the waters and established the sky. Increase our appreciation and respect for all the wonders of creation. You called Saint Scholastica to use her considerable gifts and talents to proclaim the gospel and build up communities of service committed to work and prayer with women and the poor. Free us to use our gifts and talents as ministers of the good news wherever you lead us. Scholastica's prayer and love could calm troubled children or stir up the fury of a storm. May our hearts be ready to love and pray at every moment of the day. On this day when so many are weary of the cold and snow of winter, kindle our hope for the arrival of spring, and give us the grace to encourage all whom we meet today. Create new hearts in us, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. We rejoice today in the fellowship of your blessed servant Scholastica, and we give you thanks for her life of devoted service and her legends, which continue to delight and inspire us. Fill us with life and light, and give us perseverance to serve you all our days. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen.
May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may he bring us all to everlasting life.
Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.